Everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect, and this is Alisa. And right now, it is just me. Liz texted earlier this morning, and she will not be able to make the show today due to a family emergency. So I was hoping to have my cousin co-host, but we shall see if she can join us. Here she is.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anna. Thank you for filling in.
Oh, no worries. Sending lots of love and light to Liz and her family with all that's going on.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get an update. But I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, actually, I woke up at 3, and I fell back asleep around 5. And I started dreaming. So I slept through one alarm. And I think when I finally was done with the dream, I'm like, oh, what time is it? Because it was lighter out. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what time is it? So I didn't even see any of the text until very recently. Oh, okay. So it was a dream that I'm like, oh, I should probably talk to Liz about it. But I'll have to wait. Or I can just talk to you about it. You were kind of in it. It's kind of a family dream, or like a family vacation. But that family description includes like a kind of a my Alpha Phi Omega fraternity vibe. Because it was like part of it was taking place at a banquet, you know, like a banquet hall, huge dining room table, everyone kind of sitting at the table. And I know Jaden was like on my right side, and he was a lot younger, not like, you know, he was at the age that I'm used to seeing him. And then so he wasn't like, you know, like hunky guy that he is right now, but he was, you know, getting there. And I know his mother was on the other side. And I know that I'm assuming his sister was on the other side of that. And then you were across the table from, I think, either from him or from his mother. And I don't know if the rest of us, like, it was his family, if it was a mixture, like I said. But he was talking to me about something. And I didn't even have time to write stuff down. I literally just talked this dream into my voice memo on my phone so I could try to flush it out later. So there's that family feeling, like everyone's at the table, and I'm enjoying having a conversation with him because, you know, he's so intelligent. But then we have a keynote speaker, and I could hear him. Maybe this is on the other side of me, on the left side of me, where this is more like the fraternity feel of, oh, why do we have to sit through this keynote speaker? Who is this? And, you know, do we really have to listen to this? I'm thinking, wow, you know, we're at the banquet. Like, you know, give this woman a shot because she's here. You know, it's not like we have to be anywhere. And then it switches to, I guess, a sightseeing excursion where I'm with my dad and a tour guide, but the tour guide, I'm assuming it's a tour guide. It's a third person. I don't know who it is. I'm assuming it's a tour guide. It's a woman who's sitting in the back seat. My dad is the one driving. And someone's let's let him drive. and he's, it's like we're returning from this day trip, and it's overlooking a body of water. I don't know if it's the ocean or a coast, because it kind of has this Middle Eastern feel to it. Like the whole dream is not like at a beach, regular beach. It's like in a probably like a drier area, but he is driving fast down these like sandy, dusty roads. But the feel for me is that I've been here before. Like, I come up here all the time. Like, you know, in fact, at one point in the dream, I tell my dad, like, yeah, how many times have I been here? Like, 7 or 8 times. There are a lot of numbers in this dream too, 7 or 8. He's just driving really fast. And at one point we're just like a free fall. Like we're still on the road, but it's that steep and it doesn't matter. He's just going fast. And I'm looking at him and I'm looking out his window and it's like, it's all a blur, you know, like in a cartoon, everything's just really fast. And I'm thinking, oh, I should like take my phone out and record this, 'cause this is pretty crazy. And we make it fine. But, so there's that deep descent, and then we're back at the hotel. I'm assuming this is like a suite that we're all staying at, and we're at the top of these spiral stairs. So it's just me walking up, and I'm noticing on the staircase that there are these like little, either it's a very intricate design, but I literally pick up like a little, I don't know, it's a tchotchke of some sort. Like, it looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Like, so I have a miniature of that that one of my friends gave me when she went there, but it's not. It's all like a pewter or some type of silver. It's a metal of some sort. And so I'm picking that up. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, that's interesting. So I'm like little mementos I pick up along the way. And anyway, this tour guide person is telling me, oh, well, that's, you know, she's explaining some historical significance, which I don't remember. As I'm walking, and this is, I don't know, this is all kind of jumbled, but as I'm walking up the staircase, I count the steps, 38 steps to get up there. My brother at some point comes in and asks me how much, whatever it was I bought was. I think it was probably for mom and dad, I guess, because he wants to pitch in. And I said, $179. And he's like, $179. I said, no. It's their current, whatever the currency is here, not American dollars. So these are all these little numbers that I have to look up. But I just dreamed all this stuff up. I'm just trying to remember and make sense of it. But I haven't had a dream like that where I remember all these little details in a while. So thanks for letting me at least talk it out.
Yeah, no.
But if you're getting any hits, let me know. But I kind of feel like go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, you're the person I go to. I know. As far as my dreams and stuff. Yeah.
And Liz is the person I usually go to.
Yeah. Well, obviously, lots and lots going on. As a matter of fact, interestingly, I did run into your estranged brother last week.
Oh.
So thought that was very interesting. And we didn't really, you know, have an in-depth conversation. He seems to be doing okay. And he's
good.
Of course hanging out with my brother. So,
Okay, good.
I went to see my brother and sister-in-law, as I'm in Savannah/Tybee area right now. So, I've been hanging out on the coast past couple of weeks. So, and they have a new project on the island. So this is what they do. Anyway, so your brother happened to be there. So I thought that was interesting. It's amazing. Like, you were talking, and I'm like, all these people have popped up. Not your AFIO folks, but a lot of folks you're talking about I've been spending time with. I just spent 4 days with Steph and the kids. And so I thought that was interesting. Like, wow.
Okay.
Maybe you're
okay.
tuning into something going on. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah. But very interesting. But yeah, we'll have to think on those things, because I'm doing the relativity, like, well, how's it related? How's it connected? Because energetically we're all connected. But I think it's fascinating that, you know, the some of the girls in your dreams, I've actually in my perceived reality have spent time with. So that was, and that's unusual because I don't spend time with your estranged brother, and he just happened to be there. And obviously, I only see the kids every couple of month or so. You know, it's been 2 months since I've seen them. So, yes. And my child does talk. He loves to talk. He loves to have discussion.
I love him. Let me switch gears here. I want to say hello to Jay in the chat room. And we do have a hand raised. Would you have a hand raised? So just everybody knows, because I said this in the very beginning of today's podcast, is that Liz had a family emergency this morning, so she is not able to make it. And I've got my wonderful cousin Anna co-hosting with me, because otherwise I would have just canceled the show, because I would not, after having a dream like that, I would not have been like just babbling on for an hour without having someone else to babble along with. So let's get to this call, though, and just see what we can do. Let's see. Get to it. Erica 203. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I could be a lot better. You know, the year started out so great. And then, wow, things change. I'm trying to move cross country. And first of all, I made a very, very stupid decision. And I backed out of a house I was going to buy. And now everything's scrambled. And I was just wondering what's going to happen. Like, just what's going to happen?
So you just want to know what's going to happen with the house, with the move, with?
Yeah, well, the move is just bizarrely difficult. And it all spiraled downhill when I decided not to buy a house and I lost this perfect house. Because then everything would have, I think, fallen into place beautifully. And I would have been set for life, you know, like perfect. And now everything is a complete mess. I'm almost homeless at this point. Not technically yet, but, you know, I mean, it's just a mess. So, yeah. I'm not homeless yet.
Yeah, that's, you know. And when you continue to say it's a mess and a mess, you're creating a mess and a mess. So let's take a moment and just let's turn that around. So I hear you say you decided not to buy this house, and then you say you lost the house. So was it a choice to not purchase the home, or is this the details didn't work out?
No. There was something I didn't understand about construction, and it scared me, and they don't give you any time. They give you no time and a lot of pressure. So I said, okay, well, I just need to back out. And then, like, a couple of days later, I realized what a mistake.
Okay. So, and there's no way to contact that. Okay.
No.
So, then, you know, it's easy for me to say, oh, well, let's just move forward and pick, you know, obviously that wasn't your perfect home. Your perfect home is waiting for you. And I'm going to say these things because I was/am in a very similar situation in that in 2019, I was forced to sell the home that I lived in for 18 years and it was fully paid for, but circumstances and relationships require that you do certain things. When I say forced, I mean, there was some paperwork that said I had to sell the house. Okay. So that's why the thing that I can say to you right now, and I know Elisa can add on to this, is shifting mindset. because once you shift that mindset, then things will fall into place. But when you continue to say it's a mess and I made a mistake and stuff, there are, you know, I can say this again, where you're at right now, I can feel that. You know, for me to say there are no mistakes.
But this is beyond. This is
right.
Like so beyond the worst move in history. This is, I've gone through two movers who have showed up and I've had to, and they tried to gouge me. I've been sitting here in boxes for like a month now, over a month.
Mm-hmm.
My apartment is going to go away, the one I had planned in Georgia today, if I don't commit, but I don't have a mover. My cars went out there. I'm without cars cross country, and they're being delivered to nobody cross country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is bizarrely, you know, and it all spiraled because I said no to the house. I mean, that's when it spirals. But okay,
it's an energy. It's an energy. So when that happens with energy, then everything feels like it's just out of control, and you have no control over it, and it's very frustrating. And it's I mean, for me, it was, you know, go in a room where nobody was and just scream at the top of my lungs because there was nothing that I could do. I was being, you know, forced. I had this house that had all this stuff in it. I had to get rid of stuff. I couldn't even move the stuff anywhere. I didn't have anything boxed up. It was just had to go.
Leave all my furniture. I may end up with nothing but memorabilia.
Well, yeah. And it gets to the point where that frustration is there. And what I'm saying to you is when you continue, you know, you're saying it all happened when I said no to this house, and it's because it's the energy that spirals. So the thing is to stop the energy from spiraling. So take some deep breath, and you say, you know, this thing is going to go away if I don't connect. Well, connect today. Connect, call them, let them know what's going on. You know,
I spent 14 hours on the phone yesterday, every day, trying to talk and work everything out. I have nothing to do but stay positive, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I am positive because I can't do anything but be positive because I need to chip away at this utter, I'm sorry. I just don't believe that if you say what's true and in front of you, it brings some drastic, you know, bad luck. I just don't believe that. I think you have to face what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, there's something that is the disconnect, and I kept questioning that because I'm like a law of attraction junkie. Why did this happen to me? How is this getting so crazy? And then I realized, well, obviously, I am the consistent factor in every single issue that is coming up for me. So it's me. I have to stop whatever I'm thinking, however I'm being. And so it took a lot for me. It took a lot of just being quiet and going inside and doing a lot of, I want to say, journaling or writing out. How do you want? What is it that you want? What have you been asking for? And honestly, I've been asking for travel. I've been asking for freedom. I've been asking for all these things. And I realized that the universe was bringing this to me by allowing me to let go of things that have really, I have been trying, you know, it's like, I've been working in a business that I wasn't super thrilled with to buy these things and to house a family that then decided to walk away and then decided to sue me. You know, it's like all this stuff. And I'm like, wait a second, what is the universe trying to tell me? What is the universe saying?
Yeah.
What am I asking for? You know, so I don't know that for you. I know what it is for me. And I have been traveling. I have been invited by people, staying in beautiful spaces. And you know what? I have stuff in storage. I gave away a lot of stuff. I just, you know, I went from that, you know, when I go to my dad, there's a storage facility there at my dad's that has all my stuff. And then I have, you know, I have a cargo trailer somewhere else that has all my stuff. But I'm like, nobody's screaming and yelling. It is where it is. But, you know, I have to look at what the universe has presented to me, because what are we asking for and what are we receiving, and are we willing to take those steps to make the changes?
But the universe is giving me unconditional. It just seems like what the universe is saying is, don't go to Georgia. Don't go. Don't make, because every single conceivable obstacle, I mean, unless, you know, I want to be brutally raked over the coals with moving the gouging of the
okay, see, those, you know, are words, right? Raked over the coals, gouging, messed. Those are words that present energy that's not conducive to what it is that you want. So that's why I'm making – words are one of our biggest things, and we don't understand – a lot of folks don't realize you speak into existence your reality, and we do that energetically. So the words that we use – so let's turn it around. What would you like to happen? What would you like to see? How do we want to progress on our next steps? Are we deciding maybe Georgia's not the space? Maybe where I am right now is actually perfectly fine. Maybe just maybe a new apartment or a house where you're at. So
no, that's
play
not,
with those.
Not what I want.
Play with those.
Now
things.
This has been a long term goal to get out there to, not particularly to Georgia, but there is a certain energy that I felt there that attracted me. But I don't know. It's just, you know, I guess I just wanted to know, you know.
And that's kind of what I'm saying is, pay attention to how you're speaking it, and I would say get some paper, write down what it is that you do want to happen instead of what is happening or what chaos is going on. Let's clear the chaos. Let's move that aside and say, what is it that I do want? I do want movers that I can trust. I do want to be able to have a beautiful space in Georgia or wherever it is. I'll tell you, Georgia, I love Georgia too. It's an amazing state. So, you know, it's like, where do you want to settle? How do you want that to look?
But I had a plan. I mean, I had everything set. I was supposed to move on Sunday. And, I mean, I was supposed to get on the plane with my cat, with tickets, with my daughter, with everything gone from the household and from my storage unit. And then that didn't happen because of the movers. They didn't honor the agreement, the contract. They wanted, a lot more money. So I had to stop, you know, and say, do I really want to be taken advantage of or not? I don't. So in the meantime, I need to formulate a new plan. And as we were just speaking, the apartment property management company wants to know right now if I'm taking the apartment, if I'm going to show up on Thursday to pick up keys. Well, obviously, right now I'm in California. So otherwise, she will give away the apartment. So every single thing that I put into place, electric, gas, cable, mail, my mail is being forwarded. I thought I was leaving on Sunday. I thought I had I've moved so many times. But this was crazy. This was, the people that moved me didn't honor the agreement. So, you know, it's such, you want me to use the word mess, but there's, you know, it's I'm in a bad situation that needs to be corrected, and I'm working towards correcting it, but it's such a Tetris puzzle. It's hard to figure out.
Well, so Michelle, I remember you calling our show earlier when you were making these choices of where to go. I do remember that. And so what it sounds like, you know, one, you are in the place where you are, and you're feeling that pressure. So let's just honor that whatever you're feeling. And I can see, for someone who likes to have the plan and is obviously for a big move across the country, that's huge. That took a lot of planning. So I can see where that would temporarily paralyze you, because now you're like, well, one, what the hell? And then two, now what? And there's a lot of next steps to take.
And everybody wants to know. That's right. That's right. And you have to take one step after another till you get the new plan. But everybody here, my current apartment wants to know, when are you moving out? Because the people waiting want to know. And you will lose these people to take over your rent. Otherwise, you're responsible for rent. And the new place just was calling me as we were speaking. They want to know, are you taking it or not? Because we will give it away, you know. So it's enormous. It's just, and yet I keep needing a second. I have a literal mess on my hands in my apartment, my storage, because now I don't have a moving plan. I have to figure out new moving plans, which might mean 3-4 moves of consolidation and coming back, and it's a Tetris puzzle. And
you know what I'm picturing here, though, is it's like a dam has burst, and you're this water that you're like, you're okay, well, ready to go, but you know, I was supposed to go, and now, but there's no one channel, like you're just going to be spread out. And but water goes no matter what. Like, it's going to flow where it needs to flow. And if there's a barrier, then it goes around it. It just ends up going somewhere. The thing is, it's not this controlled chaos that we all hope to have. and I wish I could tell you, boom, it's going to happen. Everything's going to work out. And in a way, everything works out the way it needs to, which is not something that you want to receive right now. It's not that easy, but it sounds like one, you didn't make the move in part because the movers literally weren't, as you said, they weren't honoring an agreement. And so there's agreements. There are agreements that have been built, just like you had agreements with where you're moving to, with your stuff and all that. So all that, the honoring of it, is important. So there's only so much though that you can do for right now, and it sounds like you need to make a decision on what are the possibilities. Where else can you be? If you can be in Georgia, but you know, it may not fit a timeline. It may mean that some agreements have to be broken.
My cars are in Georgia.
I understand that. Yeah, and all your stuff. So. So I mean, those are things that you have to figure out.
My stuff in my car, but yeah.
So yeah, if it's not going to happen on Thursday with this place, this one place, then you have until, you know, you have to make some decisions on where to go. And like you said, it's just chipping away. But the component that my cousin is talking about, and it is this mindset, is, yeah, right now it's a mess. But if you can do one thing just to move closer to where you say you want to go under the conditions that you'd want them to, then do that. Because right now it's a matter of, I guess if you go back in reverse, if you had said yes to and agree to suck it up and say, okay, well, I'll pay whatever extra just to move it out there. Because some people are like that. When they get to a point, they're like, whatever, I've got to go. And they're willing to do that. You said no to that. And so those are other considerations that you're looking at. So in a way, it's showing you what your threshold is for, you know, do we just let it go? Or do we need to gather up our resources and make some other decisions? And if it doesn't feel right, like if it doesn't feel right to take a step somewhere because it feels shaky, then you don't do it. And you have to look for other ways to get to where you say you want to go. And but you use the same, you know, the same approach, like, well, is it going to support me, you know, to take that next step? And if not, even if it means you got to walk 10 miles around, if that's your choice, you could say that, or you could try to build something. You know, there are other opportunities and other chances. It does require like this additional effort that you weren't thinking you needed to do since you put so much into the original planning. But that's life. I mean, I wish we could, everything we planned out worked out amazingly. But when it does, you know what it feels like. When it doesn't, that's like everyday kind of level of craziness. And I wish it could work out the way he had wanted it to. But look at what you'd already created. And so be able to adjust. And I think I'm kind of shaking my shoulders because I feel like, you know, your guard is now up and you're not really looking at, well, I don't know, this company's going to screw me over too. Try to, you know, that's partly why that piece of taking a moment, like you said, you're going to need the time. You can take as much time as you want. Life is still going to go on around with you. And you can't keep looking at what the opportunities were that you missed. You got to keep looking at what can you be creating now? Because there's too many other variables. And that's why that overwhelm is right there. You know, there's a lot of reasons why the overwhelm is there. However, that's why I'm saying, if I could give you a answer, I would. Because I would wish for you that you would find the right situation where you move out by Thursday and everything's taken care of. And it could still be there. I don't know.
I don't know, because until you develop a new plan, you know, you don't have a plan.
Do you have people there that were people closer to you that could help you, that could at least kind of brainstorm with you, that know the situation?
There's nobody. No. There is there. The problem is here mostly.
Wherever you are.
You know what? I have a friend who has been helping me go through my storage and throwing things out and giving things away. And my daughter is helping with this everything too, but it's, it's really, really, really hard to figure out, honestly, because the money escalates extremely quickly. You leave an apartment for which you're already paying for, right? Mm-hmm. To go to a hotel with a cat and a daughter and no car, okay? So how do you get around? How do you get food? How do you go to a hotel? And how much are hotels? They're quite expensive, especially with cats. So this was not my plan to throw thousands and thousands away on nothing. And then last minute plane tickets are extremely expensive these days. It's just like it's a money thing. If I were a millionaire, I would have spent the $3,000 extra they wanted to charge me. But you know, already it's extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I bit the bullet and I said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. I can make this up in like a year of working. I can make it up. But to double it, you know, that's I just don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah. I mean, and I know the money consideration, obviously, because that was a big component. It's I would think if you just to have people who are closer to the situation or who know you to be your support group, you know, just to talk some things out. Because even in the talking out, even just if you're just talking out with us, some things may have come to you, be like, oh yeah, another note to self. But that way, you'll, like you said, I think ultimately it's a money issue, which is also energy. And your big decision is, well, one of the many big decisions is, you know, is this something that you need to move to within the next week? You know, within the next few days? And then what is your plan B or plan C? And I don't know exactly where in California, but you know, when if you're in a bigger place where there's like an Uber or a Lyft, you know, cabs, obviously there's ways you can get around where it's just per trip. I don't know if Airbnbs are an option. If you have a cat, that may not be, but those are just, I know that there are different options. They may not be the most
effective. There's thousands of different things to look into, and that's what I spend my time doing, trying to put this puzzle together. trying to figure out what's my next step because, you know, of what happened.
Well, so you're looking at your next steps, but you're looking at, then you're looking at, well, no, that isn't what I want. And no, and no, and no, and no. And so at one point you will come across something where you say yes to, and it may be a weary yes because you're just tired of it, you know, but that is a possibility. Any time there's an opening, then you have to bring with it the energy of take a breath. Okay. Maybe not the ideal, but it's a step forward, and it's something that I can handle. So again, that mental mindset aspect of it, which is what Anna has had to specialize in, honestly, for her own life. I was going to say war, but in a sense it is, but it doesn't have to be once we figure that out. Like the money part, stuff flows in and stuff flows out. There are ways to make that happen, but I hate to say be positive. It's not about it is about being positive, but it's also knowing, okay, this is the point that I'm looking at.
Because I can't not be positive. I'm just trying to figure it out, and I don't, and I'm going through two movers that did the same thing to me, by the way, two movers. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I've moved many, many, many times before. This has never, ever happened to me. I mean, I've moved cross country many times, like about 8 times, if not 10. Never have I seen anything like this. Everything has been very straightforward. You know, you have a contract, you've got a price, you've got your belongings. Nobody challenges anything. I was extremely, in knowing, being like a professional mover here, I was extremely accurate with what I gave them just to be sure, just to make sure there were no hiccups. There were. And now this one broker doesn't want to give me back my $1,257. So I don't know what's happening with that. So how many of those can I go through? You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Well, I do know that you're working your things through. I do hope you can take that little piece that Anna was talking about, even if it just seems like just such a size of distraction, just something else to do so you can kind of refocus your mind. Because between that and taking a breath, it isn't about the mental necessarily, just like, oh, this next step. Yeah, that's stuff that people do. You're an intelligent person. You've done this before. So the energy behind it is what will make or break it, but we'll tip it in a particular direction. So whatever it is, maybe it is that you take a break from looking at this, even though it seems so pressing, and you step outside or you do something just to get yourself out of that heaviness of having to do everything and just do something for you. Maybe that's the best tip we can give you today for this moment, you know, and I know it's early there, but I feel
there's
like
nothing to do for me, honestly. There's nothing because I don't even have a cup to drink coffee out of. I have nothing. I was ready to move, and I've given everything away now since the movers left. I don't even have a cup. So there's nothing like, oh, have a nice time for yourself. I don't have a car. I have nothing. It's pretty bad, but I'm...
So you can't even just go outside? I mean, I'm not saying you have to have anything. It's just go outside. It doesn't have to be anything like pulling a resource that we would take for granted, like a cup from our kitchen. That's the mindset. It doesn't matter if you have nothing. You have yourself.
I have to deal with a lot of stuff. That's what I have to deal with.
I realize that.
Now's not the time when.
Okay. Well, then,
you know,
so then this is what we were trying to offer you. And so what's going to happen? It'll be whatever you want to have happen. When that happens, not on your time frame. It's just going to present itself, and that is the piece that you're going to have to receive at some point is all the plans. And I've my own two cents for the energy of this story is, you know, whenever I've made plans or even just something very basic like driving my car, I've gotten in a couple of accidents, never my fault. I'm following directions, following the rules, still got hit, still had damage, you know, and, you know, physical damage to the car. You know, I had my own health I had to deal with. And I'm like, gosh, and when you do get to Georgia, you realize in the Atlanta area, which I know you're looking at in the Atlanta suburbs, you know, everyone drives. So you're in the car a lot. And I'm thinking, you know, wait a minute. I haven't done anything wrong, you know, but it's like, I still get hit. And so, you know, and you have to go through that period of feeling outraged and it's an injustice and being upset and angry. But I don't want to be in that situation when I get in my car next, which I have to get in my car at some point. I don't want to be in that mindset of everyone's going to be out to get me. Maybe I should just act a fool anyway, since, you know, if I'm going to get hit, I should be enjoying it. I still have to be able to make some good decisions for myself. And even if that meant maybe not driving for a little bit, that's fine. But, you know, it's harder to do in this day and age because I need to be out and about. So it's something that I wish you well on. But yeah, you can put as much effort into the planning of it. But it also, all those plans do rely on other people to be in agreement with you or not, I mean, to be in the flow or not, and know that you're also on that end too for somebody else. So yeah, you know, if everything is going to be offered and you say no, then stick with that. Then honor that until something comes along and says yes. And hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later. But I have a feeling that these yeses will come with are going to be thinking so much about the what ifs. Like, don't let an opportunity pass you by. Don't let an opportunity slow you down because of what's happened in the past with these what ifs. Because you're going to continue having to work through them. Regardless, you know, whether it's a big deal, like a hopefully not an accident or a ton of money, but even with money, I mean, is it costing you the amount that you would have had to pay the movers to stay at a hotel as the alternative? Are you ending up having to pay that out at some point anyway? You know, so those are things to consider. And it's not just the steps, though, but it is again the mindset. Again, if you have nothing to do,
that's the point too. It's that there's 1,000 different things
right.
put together, like
right.
like this puzzle that is, it's just overwhelming. It's just very.
Sure.
I trip away, but you know, and then the pressure with people wanting to. Take away the one thing I do have in place. Now that shifts and everything shifts too. So to formulate a plan when people are, you know, chipping away at the bottom of what you've already done, you know, to destabilize it. So, all right. Well, I guess I'll just keep chipping away.
Well, good luck to you. Something will chip away and something will break open where you'll be like, oh, well, that's that opportunity. And hopefully you'll be able to recognize it.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thanks for taking the call.
Of course. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we have another hand raised. Good morning. Hello, caller. Who's this?
And raised over here. Hi.
Hello. It is Opulence.
Your girl
Liz is not on the air today. She had to bow out early this morning. for a family emergency. So we're wishing her family well, and hopefully everything will work out. But you have Anna and Alisa right now, so hopefully you're doing well.
It's all good. Yeah, I had a vibe to connect with you all. In particular, Liz, I knew something was up. I didn't know what it was, so now I know. You know, I'll give her a text or something just to send some love. But how are you all doing?
We're good.
Pretty good.
Good. So what's up? What's the word for the day? How are we going to play?
Imagination.
Yeah.
I'm throwing
that.
That's the word.
It's a powerful word. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'll take that. Put that in my pipe and smoke it and speak it and be about it. Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Yes. No, it's and that, you know, even if you, I don't know if you listen to that to the caller, but it's one of those things where, I mean, I truly understand where she's standing. I get it. And I'm like, oh, you know, and it's like solution for her. I just wanted her to say, you know, what's the solution? Not what are the issues? What are the solution? But use your imagination. Take that. What is the solution? What are some things that I can do differently? How can I change this in a way you can't physically change? Sometimes we just have to use our mind and be within and know that solution exists. And once we get there and know, then everything starts changing and shifting, and you see things differently too. And I think, you know, if again, imagination, Alisa, I love the fact that you said, you know, can you contact some people and try to bring, you know, kind of work this out. It's wonderful when you can co-create and people can look at you, give you a different perspective of your situation. And because that's what you guys did for me. I mean, you honestly, I chalk up almost everything I am right now to the fact that I had a support system that was so dynamic and so imaginative. I mean, you guys helped me so much. You helped me see things that I wasn't seeing. And that's powerful. That's powerful when you can get a different perspective and allow that perspective, allow that. Like, see, when someone offers you a suggestion, you know, allow that. And say, okay, saying to me, you know, the door to the cage is open. You can fly out anytime you want. I'm like, what?
Right.
What?
Right.
What are you
right.
talking about?
Yeah. So, and so that, you know, that is a big part of it, is that ability to share with people that do know you, you know, people that have been around you at least enough to know a little bit about the situation, a little bit about how your thought process is, you know, what some of your default settings are. And so, you know, you kind of work within those parameters and of course I've known you all my life. So, and there's plenty that I've seen, you know, being able to work with you and at one point live with you. So, you know, I kind of knew at least enough to offer, like a disruption of the pattern, because it wasn't so much about stuff that you were, about the stuff that you were doing, but what led to you making the decision to do that.
And
I had to, you know, I tend to be more of the quiet one. So I'm sitting watching and I'm like, well, you know, watching these different variables kind of play out, like, oh, well, if you're always, she always does this, or it sounds like she leans more towards wanting to take care of everybody else except for herself, you know, or a decision is this, she kind of let the decision go because she was waiting for someone else to give her permission. And so, yeah, so you stayed stuck in a lot of what you thought was possible for you because you didn't get that permission from somebody who wasn't going to give you any kind of permission, you know, like had nothing, wanted nothing more to do with you. So you're still kind of waiting for that, and you were still living your life in that same little prison, in those same confines as if you hadn't gotten permission.
Right.
And it was bizarre to me because I'm like, well, you don't have to answer to anybody else but yourself.
Right.
So that's
very different. Yeah, very different.
Yeah. And when you're used to a certain way of doing things, you know, for however many years, you know, your whole life or whatever, then it, yeah, that's a huge change.
Yeah. Yeah.
To acknowledge and then to accept and then to actually do something about. And it doesn't happen mm-hmm. overnight.
No, it doesn't. And then the realization that the universe brings you everything that you absolutely need and want. In a way, maybe it doesn't look the way, and that's a big one. It might not look the way
right.
that you think it should look, and it's even bigger and brighter and more beautiful than you could have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here on this planet, and opulence, I know you could speak to this too. I mean, we're here on this planet to have these sort of earthly experiences, yet we are so much more source energy than we are human form. And it's beautiful when we can connect with that source energy in a big way and understand that, first of all, this is all temporary. And as you said, everything, you know, we talk about everything is energy, including money. And it's one of the, you must, and I'm saying this from experience, you have to trust the universe. You've got to trust source, God, whatever label you put on that big energy, you must trust that and have faith in that because that's you. I mean, when you stop yourself by saying, I can't, or I won't, or it's a mess, or it's all, you know, first of all, the mess is for your entertainment. I mean, I'm going to say that because I remember being in the middle of all my crazy and sitting there going, oh my God, what a ride. Like totally. What a ride. Like, like, oh, my life would be so boring if I didn't have this, right? And sometimes we want that. Sometimes we just want to be boring and not do anything. But when you really look at all the stuff that goes on, like Elisa, when you kept saying, you know, you kept getting hit. You did get, what was that? What was the universe trying to tell you? I don't know, but you just kept getting hit. And I was like, what? She got hit again?
No.
I mean, and it was never your fault. But it's like, but then you have to say, you lined up with something. So what is that?
Right.
So only
right.
you know. Only each of us only know internally what that it is. And as it continues to move, I mean, even this weekend, I got to spend time with my kids for 4 days and I hadn't seen them in 2 months. And it was so wonderful. Do you not think that I had to shift my mindset yesterday when I had to leave them? Oh my
yeah.
God. And such, because it's my daughter's an empath too. She picks up on energy big time. So I had to step away and just let it out.
Yeah.
And then step back in calm and peace. And it's like every time you have to trust the universe, you have to trust source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It's not easy to say goodbye to, you know, and you don't know the next time you're going to see them again. I mean, I was, you know, I'm feeling that because I, you know, they were in my dreams last night. Interesting, you know, even if,
I know
if,
that's
if,
why I
if,
said when you brought him up, I was like, interesting.
Even
yeah,
if Lily
sure.
is just on the periphery, you know, I know she's there. It's you know, so I know, and it's hard because yeah, they were. I saw them every day for the first few years of their lives, and
yeah,
and it
verse
was
7 for Lily, 11 for Jaden, pretty much every day.
Yeah,
yeah, and now he's going to be 15. Oh my God, I'm like, whoa, but. You know, and to see them grow and see them become these people, these humans with their own thoughts and understanding who they are individually because they're very different and loving that, loving those moments that you get to spend individually. And in a way, I consider my situation a unique situation because, yes, I would love to be with them every day. And yet, since I'm not, I get this really awesome experience every time I'm with them. Like, you know, some parents, you're in the house, and I know that. You can be in the house, and the kids are doing something, you're doing something, and, you know, it's every day, you do everyday grind. But when I get to see them every month or every 2 months or whatever, it's such a beautiful, magnificent experience when we do stuff. We, like, make a point to go
and experience, you know, if it's just taking a bike ride or, you know, walking down the street or going to get ice cream or whatever. But everything is, to me, is more vibrant, is bigger, is it is a journey and an expression of that journey. So to me, the universe said, you know, here, we're going to do this in spurts so that you really get something out of it. I'm
like, right.
Okay. I appreciate that. You know?
Right.
So it's interesting how you can look, but again, can I look at it as something that, oh, I could say some not nice things, like, you know, it's tearing me apart to leave them. It hurts every time I, you know, I could say that. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. And because I have to turn it around into something beautiful, something amazing, and I look forward to seeing them again. His birthday's coming up, so I'll be definitely making a trip to see him. So it's like all these things, and I'm saying, I mean, I can only come from my perspective. What I'm saying to those that are listening are, it's your own journey. You choose to look at it in a certain way. And you know what? If the universe is bringing in stuff that's, you know, knocking your car around, you know, Lisa, you have to say, okay, what are you showing me? What is it that you're not trying, but what are you expressing to me? And you know what? The answer is going to come because you are source. So the answer is going to come, you know, for the young lady that just called in. It's okay. Maybe it's not moving to Georgia. Where is it moving to? You're moving somewhere. The question is, where are you going and how do you want to get there? Because you have the solution. We all do. And I can say that only because I've come from that place of, oh my God, I literally had to get rid of a house full of stuff and get myself into something with no mindset of, oh my God, where am I going to go? Where am I going to live? I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything planned.
Right.
I basically had to relinquish the keys because, you know, she was given authority over my home and to sell it. And it's like, here I am, almost 20 years of my life, you know, gone. And so dealing with that mentally and then the physicality of all the things that I had to do, it's like I can barely remember renting this huge container thing and packing everything in. I remember spurts. It's almost like a slow-mo movie, poof, like burst, poof,
mm-hmm.
poof.
Mm-hmm.
But where I am now compared to where I was, and I did a lot of soul searching and unconscious mind clearing and, you know, all this stuff to get me to this point. And it had to start with me just going within and saying, you know, this isn't a mess. This is my journey right now. And I must, like you said, honor that journey, honor where you are right now, because the universe, you, source, you are source, you're trying to communicate. It's just about feelings and emotions. So find that better feeling thought, you know, let's just quote some Abraham now, you know, you are where you are and it's okay.
And I get it. You know, yeah. I get that that's not easy to hear when you're in the middle of it, but
correct. Oh yes.
But it's the one thing that you can hold on to at some point, because, I mean, you know, either you can look at it like, I'll hold on to that, but it'll come back to bite me in the butt, because, you know, and then you have to laugh about it, hopefully, because we can be in so much resistance to all of it. Because it sounds too simple, but it's not simple in the application because of all the resistance that we already have up. You know, and that's the trick to it. That's a trick to being able to take care of it or to go through it, because it isn't a one and done fix. It's just, that's just not how that works.
Right. Is opulence still with us?
No, her call got dropped. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, get her. I've loved her perspective on that. It is amazing, and it is a process, and it is part of our journey, and that's why I think if it were that easy, we would certainly be bored. And that's the weirdest thing that I could possibly say, but I feel like it's the most truthful thing, because we are put on this planet to experience things, whatever that is. It wasn't about having a smooth ride 100% of the time. It is about uprooting the familiar so that you can have these experiences, so that you can expand yourself and grow. And absurd, you know, because I've asked, you know, why the heck did I have to go through that? Why do I have, but there have been situations now that because I went through what I've gone through in my life, that I'm able to help other people by helping them shift their mindset. And so that's the big aha, is that how do we express ourselves through whatever it is that we're going through? How do we handle it? You can choose. I could have chosen to fight. I could have chosen to get really mean and nasty, which is not my nature, but also to fight, which is also pushing up against. You know, trust me, I consulted with several attorneys. You know, I had, I'm just looking back at all that thinking, oh my gosh, that was just crazy. And then, you know, the crazy part is now having pretty normal conversations with my ex, which, you know, it's just sort of like, oh, let's just get over this. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can forgive it. I don't necessarily know that I want to forget it, because I would like to be around people that I trust and that are going to have my back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to be 70 years old sitting somewhere and, oh, I decided I'm going to just take everything and walk away. And it's like, no, you know, it doesn't work. It's not going to work for me that way. And now, you know, it's doing what I want to do when I want to do it, go where I want to go, and not having to do that. Like you said, ask permission. I don't have to ask permission anymore.
Right.
And, because I'm not solely responsible. I don't feel like that I'm responsible for this family anymore. Now, I had a therapist who told me I'm not responsible for the children, but I'm responsible to the children. So I've set things up so that the children, you know, should they need something, well, okay. The funds are there. The resources are there, or I'm there, whatever it takes, you know. I mean, because, and also that, to me, money is not about, you know, the comment I got was, you know, buying the kids affection. I was like, I'm not buying their affection. I'm just, if I'm not available and they need a pair of shoes, then they're there. They can buy shoes, you know.
Right.
But, you know, of course, when I'm with them, it's like, well, what do you need? You know, let's have solution here. So it's my way. I don't, you know, the thing is, I am who I am. I don't know any other way. I want to be a responsible parent, and I'm not given that opportunity now anymore, day to day. So how do I do that from a distance? That's the difference right there. And, you know, would I love to have my kids with me? Yes. And because I don't have them with me every day, those times that I get to see them and be with them are just precious. And
sure.
I will hang on to those, you know, those precious moments as much as I can. So I'm glad the communication is better between me and my ex. I'm glad that we have the opportunity to micro dose and conversation that is meaningful, because if we get too much into it, it gets into this like really weird energy, and I don't want to go there anymore. I don't ever want to go there anymore. So it goes back to the blame and the shame and all that. And I, you know, there's no blame and there's no shame. This is about our journey. This apparently had to happen, you know, however it happened, it happened. And so learning from it, expanding from it, growing from it, being forgiving, being unconditional, all of those are my things that I want to pull from that. So that's where I'm at. I don't know about the other side. I don't know how she thinks. It's confusing. That's confusing to me. I'm like, oh, okay, you know. But anyway, I wanted to say that it really is a mind shift. Taking it from the mess to the blessed, and I'll keep saying bless the mess. That's my thing, bless the mess. Because when you continue to look at it as messy and you're not looking at for the gifts in it, then you're not going to find them. Once you bless that mess, guess what? Boom. Things clear up. And yes, it might not be overnight, but solution exists. And like you said, you've got to be able to see it. You've got to be able to acknowledge it, and you got to be able to appreciate it. And when you can change that mindset or just what you're looking at, everything changes around you.
So, I hear you.
All right. That's my thing.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in and co-hosting. I know Liz does too.
Sure.
We send a lot of good energy and blessings to her and her family. And hopefully we'll get an update and we'll have her back on the show on Thursday. But we'll see. But I appreciate you so much, Anna. Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you to our callers, to Michelle and Opulence, and may they find happiness and solution easily. And to our continued journey, right? So
yes,
if you do
so.
Need to reach us, you can reach you can email loablend@gmail.com, and we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time. And I think all we have to say left. Well, what do you want to say, Anna? Your last little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Just, you know, this journey has been really interesting. And using Anita's word, it's very interesting. And everyone is as sweet as they can be, right? As they can be. I still stick to my motto, like, be happy where you are and watch where it takes you, but really pay attention to that happiness. Like, innately inside, are you happy? And make the choices from your heart, because that's going to serve you. That's all I can say.
That's there you go.
Right. But have
love
a great
it.
Day, everybody.
Take care, everybody. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Bye.